Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor and ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. This is Document Management for Accountants to Go, a monthly podcast program with executive editor Darren Root and the country's foremost document management consultant, John Higgins. These thought leaders discuss all aspects of document management with a laser focus on the special needs of the practicing accountant.
Hi, this is Darren Root for Intersection Live, and you are listening to episode 17 of Document Management for Accountants to Go. I'd like to thank our corporate sponsor, ADP, for sponsoring our podcast, and I'm here today with our regular co-host, or with my regular co-host, John Higgins. John is a principal of CPA Crossings out in Metro Detroit. John's also a national expert on all things digital, more specifically document management for accountants. So welcome, John.
Good morning, Darren. How are you today?
Good, thanks. Thanks for taking the time this morning. Hopefully it's a beautiful day in Michigan. It sure is in Indiana.
Yeah, the sun's shining, and it looks like it's going to be about mid-70s, so it's a beautiful time of year here.
That's as good as it gets.
Yeah.
So today what I think we'd like to talk about is integrating your DMS system, your document management system, with your email system. I'd like to discuss some of the alternative approaches to getting pertinent email messages into your DMS and attaching documents and so on. So with that in mind, John, why don't you kind of kick us off and lay the groundwork, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Thanks, Darren. Yeah, this is a good topic to talk about because when you step back and look at the big picture, there's a lot of emphasis in the document management market on the whole scanning process and all the different tools and functionality that is available to help you automate the scanning process. But when you stop and think about it, we're getting a much larger percentage of our documents coming into our firms are coming in as email attachments. So the integration between the document management system and the email system, and you know, pretty much by default, that's Outlook for probably 95% of the firms. That's you know, pretty critical. It can really have a big impact on the overall efficiency with both on the inbound side, you know, getting information from incoming emails and putting it into the document management system, and then on the outbound side, of course, sending documents out as email attachments. So we'll maybe we can talk about it from those two perspectives, and let's start, I guess, with the inbound side and some of the things you might want to be thinking about as you look for a document management system. And if you already have a document management system, maybe there's some functionality in the software that you haven't tapped into yet. Oftentimes we find that's the case, and so you may want to do a little research on whatever system you already have to make sure you're fully leveraging the integration with the Outlook or other email systems.
Okay.
Go ahead. Did you have a question?
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So I was going to say on the inbound side, some of the things you want to look for is, first of all, if you think about a typical email that you get from a client or from a banker or some other third party, of course, you always have just the basic content of the email message. You have the subject, you have the body of the text, whatever the message may be, and then you may have one or more attachments, and those attachments could be in any kind of file format. Could be a QuickBooks file, could be a PDF file, could be a Word file, and so on. And so what you want to look for is, what is it going to take me to take the information in this email and file it away into my document management system? And the first thing that you want to look for is basically, can I separate out the information? For example, a lot of times when someone sends you an attachment, like maybe it's a K-1 for a partnership, and you really don't need the body of the message to be stored in your document management system. Maybe it's just some basic text like, here you go, here's a copy of your K-1. So you want to be able to just pull out the attachment itself and just save that in the document management system. Or you may have multiple documents come in. And so then the question is, can I pick and choose? Because some of the documents may be important enough that I want to put them in my DMS, whereas others are maybe just some standard documents like a little transmittal letter that I just soon not keep in the system. So looking for the ability to separate the attachments and file them individually or independently in the DMS from the email message would be one of the kind of the basic features that you'd want to look for there.
You know, you bring up some really good points. So, I mean, on one hand, I guess it would be interesting to figure out if there's some best practices as it relates to this. But as I've mentioned before, we use File Cabinet CS in our practice. So it's a digital file cabinet that we actually have on our servers. And then we also integrate those, you know, with portals. But so I get an email in, and there's, like you say, there's multiple parts to that. There's the text of the email that oftentimes I want to save. And then there's also the attachments that oftentimes, you know, I'll pull them out of that email and I'll put them on my desktop and then I'll import them in my DMS system. I don't know if that's the proper way to do it, but that's certainly the way I'm doing it now. So kind of what's kind of best practices as it relates to kind of my situation?
As far as the process of how you actually do it, how you get them in there?
Well, no, I mean, I've got this email, so now I've got sort of a live email document.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a static PDF, at least at that time, at least the text of the email.
Right.
So that email comes in, and oftentimes I will file that in, you know, sort of an archive folder in Outlook. And so I'll keep a copy of that email, but that really doesn't get into my DMS system. So I guess my question is that enough, or do I need to get it more into my DMS system?
Well, yeah, that's a great question, and it, you know, really gets to the heart of having just an overall document retention policy for the firm, for your practice. And that's one of those things that I think a lot of firms know that they really need to do, and a lot of firms kind of do it, but, it, you know, in the big picture, to the extent you can really articulate a policy for, okay, what do I keep in my email archive folders, and what do I want to put into the DMS, because we all know we get a ton of email that is pretty much useless, so we don't want to be cluttering up the DMS with that. And for that matter, we don't want to be cluttering up our email archive folders. So it starts with just having a good policy that kind of, and it has to be simple. If it's too complex, people aren't going to even follow it. But so that's a lot easier said than done. But
sure.
That way, if everybody in the firm kind of has a pretty good understanding of what should be put over to the DMS, then your question is, okay, how do I get it over there? And some of your systems will allow you to just literally move the email message and keep it in the DMS as a like a .msg file, which is an active email message file. And you know, there may be that. I'm not sure if that's the best practice, because the thing about that is then somebody could actually go into the DMS and open up that message file, and then it really becomes, it's still a live message. And so you may or may not want that to be the case. If you have some important information that you want it to be static, you may want to convert it or publish it as a PDF file and then store it in the DMS. I would say that's probably more along the lines of the best practice, but it's tough to say because it depends on the particular situation. But so the key there, I guess, in terms of looking at your DMS system is, do you have the option to move the email message over as a live MSG file, and or do you have the ability to just convert that to a PDF? And generally, you'll always have that option because the document management systems all have a PDF print driver of some sort available, so you can just print the message out to a PDF and then file it like any other document or report that you would generate on your system.
So sure. So maybe in my case, the best practice. One of the toughest challenges that we have is, you know, making sure we communicate what the policy is. Well, actually coming up with the policy, then communicating it to all the staff, and then making sure that everybody's kind of adhering to that policy. But if we could get to that point, you know, that may be that we actually print that email into our document management system, and then take the attachments and put them in the appropriate places as well. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, and I've seen, you know, some of the document management systems allow you to do just that. So you basically say, okay, I want to put this email message over in the DMS, and then they'll have a, you know, a dialogue window that'll say, okay, do you want to send the whole message with the attachments as one entry, more or less, in the DMS, or do you want to separate them out? And so, you know, that's really the best option if they give you that choice. And I lost my train of thought there.
Sure. Well, I don't want to take you off track on this. I was just kind of, you know, I was thinking about how that would, what you were saying would practically work in our practice. And I know, you know, we're just using one particular system, which is File Cabinet CS, and there's a host of others. So, I mean, I'll let you get back on track. So go ahead and take us forward.
Okay. Well, the other point to that I wanted to kind of talk about is, you know, looking at the functionality that's available to help facilitate getting the email and the attachments into the DMS. Because that can, you know, as you mentioned in your example, Darren, you're saving it off to your desktop and then taking it into the DMS. And, you know, that may be the case. With some systems, that may be exactly the best way to do it. But in other situations, you may have the ability to actually automate how that email gets put into the system. And what I mean by that is, you know, when we talk about document management systems, one of the core features is, of course, the ability to assign metadata index values to the file, and that's how we keep them organized in the document management system. So we identify what type of a document it is, what client does it belong to, what date is it assigned to it, and so forth. Well, if you think about an email message, a lot of that information is actually in the message itself. And so I've seen situations or systems where you can actually have a database that you can, you know, bring in from your practice management software that would have all of your clients, your client list, and as part of your client list, it would have the email or emails addresses that are associated with that client list. And so in that scenario, when you go to move the email message into the DMS, it says, oh, okay, I got this from DRoot, and therefore I know that is Darren from Root and Associates, and that would the system would automatically apply that metadata tag and tag it as Darren's as the client. And then in the subject line, you know, sometimes the subject line is pretty accurate, sometimes it's not real accurate, but you could have like an assumed value to say we want the document name or the document description to be whatever the subject line is from the email message. And then hopefully you have the ability to change that if it's not a good, you know, good match there. But the point is with that kind of functionality, oh, and then, of course, the date. The email message date could also become and populate the date value when you put the document in the system. And so when you have that, it just those are all little things that add up in a big way to be more efficient because you don't have to spend as much time typing that information, and anything we can do to just automate populating those metadata values, you know, can, you know, pay good dividends in the long run.
So an example of that, John, would that be sort of like the way maybe a GoFileRoom would function?
Yeah, a GoFileRoom has some of that capability where you can actually, when you send the email message over to the system, it'll let you populate the index values. You can choose. You can kind of configure it if you want to have some of those values populate certain index fields for your metadata. Yes, that's a good example.
How about something like a CCH's document? Is that sort of a similar type process, or do you know that one?
Yeah, I don't know it quite as well, but I know they definitely have the facility to, you know, make it easier transition to get that email message and the attachments over into their file, into their DMS. I think CCH has done a good job. I've always liked the way their technology platform is built because it does provide for a good integration capability with all the Office products, including Outlook, of course.
Yeah, which is certainly important. Well, I mean, what we find right now is that when an email comes into our inbox, we have now created a public archive folder because one of the challenges we were having was we have a practice management software that will recognize an email address and log that email inside of our practice management software, you know, associated with that client.
Yeah.
But if that archived email is not sitting in a public folder, then it doesn't see, you know, can't go out and see everybody's individual inboxes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, that's kind of a variation of what's a pretty popular approach for a lot of the document management vendors is as a way of getting documents from Outlook and other applications into the system is to basically drop the files into either a public email folder or a public folder on the drive, and then the DMS can just kind of monitor that folder, and you can then upload or do a batch upload of files into the system, but somebody still has to be involved in actually kind of cleaning things up and really clarifying what the proper metadata values are for each email message or each attachment that gets put into the system. But that's actually a pretty common approach.
Sorry about that. Okay. When you see those public folders, Ben, I mean, do you often see that they're an individual folder for each client, or is it just one main public folder, since Exchange has the ability to sort of sort by email address pretty easily and stuff?
I've seen it in both formats, and it depends on the software, but then also the firm in terms of their approach is whether or not they set up a separate public folder for each client. And frankly, Darren, I'll tell you that most firms that I've had experience with are not that far down the path and taking advantage of the automation of getting email messages into their DMS. So I think this is a case where probably the vendor community is a little bit ahead of the user community, which is a good thing that is such a big issue, is getting the email information into the DMS. So I would encourage all of our listeners that you really should be thinking about that if you either already have a DMS or you're looking to get one. Don't underestimate the importance of having the good integration between those two systems, because there's so much information flowing between the two.
John, as I've gotten to know you and listen to the topics that you and I have discussed over the last 7 months, the one thing that continues to come to mind to me is how complex — may not be the right word, but how complex I think this whole document management thing is. And maybe complex isn't the right word, but it's how much planning needs to go into this and how much thought needs to go into this, because this is such a big and broad category that, I can see where you really could use a consultant to think through this for most firms that I talk to. What's your thought on that?
Well, there's certainly value in having the ability to interact with someone, whether it's a consultant, and the vendors oftentimes have the expertise as well, to just learn what the experiences have been with other firms. That's the best teacher, is experience. And if you've been involved in implementing document management systems in 20, 30, 40 firms, then you're going to see a lot of the good, the bad, and the ugly. And to the extent that a firm can leverage that knowledge, it can pay big dividends. And then also, it's the whole issue, as you say, I always like to explain that document management system is a journey. It's not a one-year initiative. If anybody asked me, I'd say, well, you got to at least allow for a three-year window. But even that's not completely accurate, because the functionality continues to expand and the deployment of the system throughout your office continues to expand. So it definitely takes some leadership, whether that comes from inside the firm through what we would use term as champions, or through some outside assistance, but that is important, because that's where you really get the value of the investment and really get the efficiency gains. I just had a firm the other day, and I get this question every time. It is, okay, so how much money is this going to save us by deploying this? And it's always the toughest question to answer. And so, all you can really do is say, let's articulate the benefits, and then you have to put a value on those benefits. But a big part of that is, you have to, as a firm, you have to be committed to it, because if you go halfway, then you're going to have the worst of both worlds, because some people are still doing things using traditional processes, and other people are using the new system, and that can end up to get really messy, actually, in a short amount of time.
Well, most firms, we have our tax software, which most of us are capable of kind of figuring out, and it's sort of a single purpose sort of piece of software. Or our trial balance software, or a whole host of tax planning software, whatever it may be, depreciation software in a practice. But this document management thing is kind of so big, and it continues to change over time, because we've talked about, should your document management system be on your server? Should it be hosted? Should it be integrated with portals? We're talking about integration with emails right now. We've talked about scanning. It kind of covers the gamut on all kinds of different issues. And the solution you pick kind of, and it's pretty important as to what a larger strategy might be as we move our firms forward. And I guess the thing that's continued to ring true to me is that, boy, finding somebody, you know, whether it's you guys at CPA Crossings or I don't know a lot of other people out there doing this, but finding somebody that can then help you can stand back and look and explain the broad picture and help you help guide a firm where they want to go. I mean, I think of our firm as being kind of decent at document management, and you know, having been paperless to a large degree for the last 10 years, but it's still, the bar still continues to seem like it raises. And I need somebody like you to come in and help us think through where we're going to go for the next 10 years, not where we've been for the last 10. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it sure does. And, you know, part of the piece of the puzzle there is trying to predict where the vendors are going to go as well. And, you know, there are a lot of vendors. As you know, we do the review in the CPA Tech Advisor magazine, and there's a lot of vendors, a lot of products that get reviewed, and you know, they're all different. They're all you know there's some similarities. Excuse me, I lost my headphone. There are some similarities amongst them, but they really are all quite different. And so, you know, the first big decision is okay, which vendor do I want to go with, and then you know, trying to stay abreast of where the vendor is taking their product. And you know, we talk about, you have CPA-centric or accounting-centric systems, which would be the Thompson products, the CCH products, the Act First and Docket, and just to name a few of them. And then you have horizontal systems that are designed for all different types of industries. And you know, there's pros and cons between both, you know, both approaches, but I think most people would agree that the accounting-centric systems are a more natural fit, of course, for an accounting and tax practice specifically. And so anticipating where that vendor or where the vendors are going to go in terms of integrating with their other products is pretty critical, and that definitely impacts you know, what your long-term plans are for an individual firm. But I personally would like to see the vendors really kind of, to me, the document management system and the workflow software and the portal, because those are all very tightly related and interrelated, is to make those really, the foundation of those, in my opinion, should be the practice management system, because that the practice management system is, by very definition, designed to accommodate the information reporting requirements of the entire firm, whatever the services, audit, tax, consulting, and so forth. And so those other applications that I just mentioned, to me, it's a very natural design to integrate them very directly with the practice management system.
So if you're a small firm out there and maybe you're just heading down this way, down this road, or even if you're a firm that's been quite a ways down this road, what do you think the best way for a firm to get more educated on this particular topic and help create a strategy moving their firm forward? Well, what do you think their best, I mean, certainly they can read CPA Technology Advisor and they can read reviews, and they can understand what the product mix is out there. What's the best way for them to really figure out how to make an educated decision?
Well, I would strongly encourage the listeners to go to the various vendors. And as you said, we have the review in the CPA Technology Advisor, so that can give you a good starting point to get some perspective on the different vendors and also their contact information. And I think without exception, I believe all the vendors will offer, either on a regularly scheduled basis, they'll do like infomercial webinars of their product, of their system, or they're more than happy to schedule one for you, because they're in the business to sell their system. And so if you sit through, you know, a half a dozen of those webinars, as you sit through each one, you're just going to learn a lot more about what's what each vendor has to offer and some of the differences, and so you become a much more educated buyer, as they say. Another thing is certainly going to conferences and networking groups and such, where you can talk to other practitioners and say, you know, what system are you using and what system do you like or don't like. I was speaking back in June at a AAA conference of IT administrators, and we did a little roundtable. There was about 30 people in the room, and so we asked everybody what they were using and what they thought of it. And I won't name the product, but there was one system where one firm was using it and they loved it. you know, six people down the table, another person said, we're using that system and we basically hate it. And so it's just interesting that just a lot of it depends on how the particular firm deploys it. But when you talk to a number of different firms, you start to get patterns. You'll see that, you know, if I talk to eight people that are using product X and seven of the eight really like it, then that's probably a pretty safe bet. So that's a good way
to go. Oftentimes, you know, in the consulting I've done, firms can be their own worst enemies and they create a challenge to implementation. So I'm sure you've run into that a time or two yourself.
Yeah, and as we've kind of talked, you know, it can be such a big initiative, and the more fully you deploy the DMS, the more value you're going to get out of it. But you have to realize that there's a cost to doing that. Whether you're hiring out somebody from the outside or just relying on people in the firm, you got to dedicate some resources to that whole implementation, the planning and the training and the process design. And that's where a lot of firms, you know, try to cut corners, and when they do that, they don't get nearly the full advantage of the system that they could be.
So I know I've taken you probably way off track today. Anything that we are missing as far as this discussion on emails and document management?
Well, we did, you know, I think we covered the inbound side pretty well as far as some of the things you want to be thinking about as far as functionality to help you get your emails into the DMS. The other side of it, okay, is getting information out of the DMS and emailing it, because just as we're receiving a lot of information as inbound emails, we're sending a lot of our information that way. So what you'll want to look for there is how easy is it to go through the process. If a client calls me at 5 o'clock and says, John, I need the last 3 years' tax returns. I'm going to visit the banker tomorrow for a mortgage refinance. Can you send that to me? So how easy is it for me to go in there and, of course, do my search on that client and get the tax return files listed in a hit list, but then what's involved in taking those three tax returns and getting them into an email message? Some of the things I would look for is, will the system allow me or prompt me to password protect the files? Because, you know, you always want to do that. I contend that the single biggest privacy breach vulnerability that firms have are sending email messages to the wrong person. I just did one myself yesterday. You know, you get the type ahead or in your Outlook, and if you get a little bit lazy, fortunately what I sent out was not anything of any, you know, consequence, but I was embarrassed. I sent it to the wrong person, and that's just so easy for any of us to do. So if at least you password protect the documents that you're going to attach to the email and you happen to send the email to the wrong person, well, they're not going to be able to open it, of course, because they don't the attachments, because they won't know the password. So I would look for a system that either prompts me to password protect those files as I attach them to the email, or maybe it just does it automatically, where you could even have it predefined that you have like a dedicated client password that you and the client both know. And so whenever you send documents out of the DMS to the client, they're automatically protected by that particular password. So that's one thing I would look for. The other would be, if I am sending, in that example, three tax returns, sometimes those files get pretty big. Can I automatically have them packaged up in a zip file? I think most people are familiar with the concept of a zip file, where you can take multiple files of any type, PDF, Excel, Word, and so forth, and bundle them in and put them into a compressed zip file format that's just a lot more efficient as far as sending the information back and forth. So if the DMS can do that automatically or give me the choice to do that automatically when I go to attach multiple files to the email, that's a helpful feature certainly to have available. Those are a couple things that also having the client's email address filed or stored in the DMS system so that when I go to send these particular attached tax returns out, the system knows that these are tax returns for John Doe, and therefore in my system I have John Doe's email, and therefore it defaults to that email address, which I might want to override it because it may be John Doe may have said send them right to my banker, but at least if it can default to John Doe's email address, that's just, again, one last thing I have to go through the process of looking up his address and typing it in.
Do you one of the things we've been using is you know, some simple portals in addition to our document management system and the integration that we have with our client portals, but, you know, maybe using sort of a share file and a leap file type of a system, you know, for sending some of those tax returns as opposed to attaching them in an email. What's your advice on that?
Yeah, definitely portal is the way to go, and we've done some podcasts and done some articles in the magazine about the portal concept. But yeah, that's definitely the preferred approach, so that you minimize the amount of documents you're emailing out to clients and others, and instead posting them to a secure portal. That's one of the real advantages, that you have better control over the protecting the privacy and security of those documents, and then you also just, you know, you have the efficiency because you're not having to go through the process of sending out all these emails. You put it out there for your clients, and when they're ready to get it, they can do a self-service access to that information, and everybody wins. So that's certainly a pretty active initiative in a lot of firms these days, is using the portal, deploying the portal to disseminate their documents.
Sure. Well, John, anything else we're missing today?
I think we've covered the key items, key elements to look for. Product I wanted to mention specifically, and we talked about, you know, how you can learn more about DMS and taking the infomercial webinars and such, is I would encourage the listeners to look at Autonomy. Now, Autonomy is the company that bought Interwoven. And Interwoven's product is called Worksite. I think of it more as a bigger firm solution, but they'll tell you that it's definitely marketed actively to smaller firms as well. But the main point I wanted to make is that their interface is designed to where they kind of integrate the document management folders in the Outlook folder display. So the navigation panel that you have for all of your Outlook folders to organize your emails, there's a separate group of folders which are your DMS folders. So it's very easy to – they really do a nice job of facilitating interacting with your files through Outlook and specifically through the email folder navigation panel. So it's a different approach. That's why I wanted to mention it. And I think you'd find it interesting if you just took a look at how they tackle that.
Yeah, I've seen that deployed, and it is pretty interesting. And the fact that it's integrated with Outlook, I think it is worth taking a look at. But it has struck me as being maybe a larger firm solution, but I'm sure it could be scaled at any level. So,
yeah.
Well, John, thanks a lot for your time today. And as always, you're always a wealth of information, so I really appreciate it, as I know our listeners do.
Well, I appreciate that, and I enjoy doing these, so I hope that our listeners are getting some valuable information out of it.
Great. Well, I want to thank ADP again for being our corporate sponsor. And until next month, I'll talk to you then.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
The CPA Technology Advisors Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106. Or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via talkshoe.com.